Another postcast coming at you on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast. All things K-State. New week here. Recording this on this Monday night, 16th of January, 2023. Get right on into it. Man of the Weekend lost their 9-game winning streak in pretty much pathetic fashion. Let's just not beat around the bush. They lose to 17th ranked TCU. Oh my, this was a struggle right out of the gate. It was a defensive battle for the first 5 minutes, and then after that, it seems like K-State couldn't catch up. I mean, yes, second half, they made it interesting. They did make it interesting. Late in the second half there, cut TCU lead. TCU lead was like, what, 20 plus points, and they cut it to like, what, 12 to 14, and then TCU just kept making easy layups there because K-State decided, hey, let's go full court press and let's leave men open every time. You just can't do that right there. I know everyone said it's going to be all right, and yes, I'm not going to be full frontal about it, but it's too easy on the road, and we get it. Obviously, every game's a tough road. I would not say they're overlooking TCU. I'm not going to cut them that excuse or whatnot. You just got to play better. And a la like the Butler game early on and when non-con season, but they lost to them. They kind of were sluggish in that game as well. This right here down Fort Worth is a teeny concerning right now. but you got KU coming in house tomorrow night. Huge. The most anticipated Dylan Sunflower showdown here in Bramlage in a long, long time. You got to go back. Woo! I probably would say towards my senior year, maybe. Last time this contest was this big at K-State my last year at K-State. It's this big with when I was sports director for the Wildcat 919. You probably got to go back to that. Or you can maybe go to those teams where I had Jigga pulling big time game. I might watch a little bit of that. His 39 point game there, which I still remember that night that when he just went off. I was not at Bramlage that night, but I know I was at that night. He's went off on KU there, and you just can't on the road in these type of situations. You just can't play like that. It was just too easy. Way easy. Fast break. That's TCU's game. I understand. You got to make them earn it. Apparently, TCU struggles in a half-court game. You can't turn the ball over, 20-plus times or whatnot, and expect to win the ball game, especially in the Big 12 on the road. You just can't do it like that. So I'm interested to see how they're going to respond tomorrow night. At home, you got the crowd behind you. Hopefully, again, if you listen to episode 140 already in this podcast, you know my stance on that. I'm not trying to go down that road right now, but if you haven't yet, please download episode 140 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly with myself and my co-host Alex Ain for more of that. But again, I'm not gonna say what we need to do at home. You know it. Everyone else knows it. City of Manhattan knows it. Everyone knows how big this game is. So KU is the lone unbeaten team now in the Big 12 after three unbeatens came in a lot into this previous weekend unbeaten. K-State was one of those teams. Iowa State the other. And, of course, that Allen Fieldhouse magic, that magic rabbit hat, that Gordon Horseshoe that I've referred to here and there about Allen Fieldhouse for KU anyways, as they escape again, beating Iowa State there and winning that ball game there. And now KU comes here. So, and Jerome Tang, I don't think that coach staff, I know I gave the crowd who was there a lot of crap, but it should be. I mean, if you're not up for this game, then give your ticket to somebody else. So that I'm going to leave it like that. But going back to K-State's play there, it was just something that I didn't want to watch, but I watched it anyway. there. And yeah, Marquise Noel, Alex called it on that weekly podcast there. It's going to be brought down to earth a little bit. He was just sloppy basketball. Just sloppy. Sloppy basketball, turnovers, TCU. Definitely was ready to play. Fed off the, which was not even crowded, by the way. Wasn't even a sold-out house. It was like half of it, really. And they got the crowd involved and whatnot. The players were pumped up, whatnot. That's what I want to see from K-State tomorrow night. Bring the energy from start to finish. That's what TCU did. Yeah, I mean, we actually gave TCU a lot of crap on that podcast. Probably shouldn't have done that. But, hey, it was for a reason, though, because their football team stunk it up in a national championship game. and it was just one of those things that everything just related to TCU. And I guess, you know, we shouldn't piss off another team. But K-State, we're going to find out how they're going to respond here tomorrow night in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown when second-ranked KU comes calling here. Keontae Johnson had 18-9 on Saturday afternoon, 7-of-16 from the field, 0-2 downtown. Keontae Johnson had his moments as well, fumbling the basketball at multiple times. Marquise Noel turned the ball over, sloppy with the basketball, allowing easy buckets inside. Eddie Lampkin went off. It was just bad. Just bad. And of course, K-State, of course, goes on a run late to make things interesting. And if it wasn't for that, this game would have been a whitewash for sure. Tyke Green was a spark. 11 points, career high to this point for Kansas State. 5-of-7 from the field. And he hit a 3 as well. Ishmael Shud was 2-for-4 from downtown with his 6 points. Both of those coming from those shots there as well. So, obviously, I'm not going to go through all that because I saw the whole game there. And again, you cannot, again, I'm not going to put that solely on, let's overlook TCU so we get rid of KU. Ain't none of that. If they did that, they need to learn from that very fast, because you cannot do that in this league. This new coaching staff led by head coach Jerome Tang, you cannot do that. You just can't do it. And even he said it in his post game presser there, we're going to learn from this. And we need to show up. So this is a quick turnaround for this team. And now you get KU in your building. Which, again, I go back to last year on this podcast, game that we saw. K-State just blitz KU from the gun. And then, of course, that second half, that second half took, it seemed like, forever, because you knew KU was going to make that patented KU run in the second half. But you just got to play for 40 minutes with this team, with any team for that matter, and particularly high on the list, KU. You have to play with this team 40 minutes. You cannot let off the gas. And going back to that meeting last year, and particularly focusing in Brandish, because for whatever reason, we can't play with him in Allen Fieldhouse. There's no way. Will that change? I don't know. We gotta take care of what's ahead of us first. And that's getting them in our building. We got to protect home court. That is what it is. Protect your building. Protect your house. Get your rivals. You cannot lose to your rival. I don't care if it's Wichita State. And I can pull stuff from that too, because again, Wichita State had it brought the energy that K-State kind of did not. So I hate to put it like this. I know K-State's been winning basketball games this year, and the reason why we're sitting ranked so high in the top 25. I know we're 15-2. But which energy K-State brings is the question of this ball game here, because Wichita State almost came here and beat us. And they're not, and for my money, they're not a good basketball team. And they came up here and said, screw it, we're going to go up here and give K-State all the business, which they did, which is credit to them, those guys. But again, they had no business. Again, the rivalry game is tricky, because when rivalry games come up, you get your best basketball by those players. So this is a new bunch and everything else like that. Yeah, I'm excited and anxious to see how this squad responds. And I believe, no doubt, I think they will. I think they will come out, respond, learn from it, and they're going to come out with energy. They have to bring it for 40 minutes. You cannot let off the gas. Anything from what Bruce, the final, that game last year, which K-State was up, what, 15-plus, 17-plus points in that game and blew the lead there in that game, which K-State should have really won that ball game. Let's just not cut the corners here in that game last year, where Nigel Pack went off. 35, you still lose the ball game. So, it's patent that K-State comes out of blocks fast, using a track term here. They got to come out fast. If they don't, it might be a long night. Papers call us in, but I'm not going to petition for the crowd. You know damn well about this rivalry. I've been up here, and I live in the city now for, what, over a decade now, decade plus now, and I know what this rivalry means to the K-State, obviously, the city, and no doubt, Doom's going to be rocking, all caps. So I have no question about that. Question is, how responsive is this team going to show up against KU? And so that leads us at that. But hey, on the road, you just can't play like that. Turn the ball over, what, 22 plus times, expect to win a basketball game. Cannot do it. Just can't. It was sloppy. Just sloppy all the way around in this case. No, Marquise Noel had a handful of turnovers. Scored, got the team back in the game, 16 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, only 6 of 14 from the field. He didn't even get his second bucket until, like, what, a few minutes in the second half of the ball game. So they need Marquise Noel to show up in this game. No question about it. Here in Bebe, no points in this game. He started 10 minutes of action and no points from him. You have to have production from him. And the rebounding sucked ass. The rebounding was terrible. I mean, we talked about at the beginning of the fall semester when looking at this roster, me and Alex talked about on previous edition of the weekly podcast. Again, if you're new to the podcast and you love what you're hearing, go back and listen to our previous episodes from the fall semester. There are several instances on that podcast. We talked about the length, the athleticism, and what is this too small gesture that started by freaking, who was our last opponent that started that? It was not West Virginia. It was not Baylor. I'm trying to think of who it was. Dang it, I cannot remember who it was who started that too small gestures crap. That's pretty annoying. Oklahoma State. Yeah, Oklahoma State started that. And that's carried over to here. With TCU doing that a couple of times there. The rebounding. That has to be cleaned up. You cannot get out rebound. As tall as Bebe is, some of those guys, yeah. Somebody tweeted the fact that I want to see somebody get unredshirted, like a Jarrell Colbert. Somebody has length to get after the basketball. We saw too many times in that game as well that TCU just got after it on the boards, both defensively and offensively. That cannot happen in this ball game. That just can't happen all period. I don't care if it's KU, TCU, Iowa State. You got to get after it on the boards there as well. So I'm very disappointed with the effort on the glass, particularly there as well. So, but hey, it is what it is. We'll find out how the medal on the response with this team come tomorrow night with the Dylan Sunflower Showdown Part 1 against second ranked KU comes into Bramlage tomorrow night. Hyped up. I cannot wait for this matchup here. It'll be interesting. Going to be a Seattle Jerome Tang squad response after that showing there. 82-68 loss to 17th-ranked TCU there down in Fort Worth. So we'll find out for sure. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it. Wherever podcasts are found. That's going to wrap it up on this postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. K-State will look to bounce back tomorrow night against Kansas. And I am still debating on whether to do a reaction following right after the game. So me and Alex are still in discussions on that. So it's a big game, really, really big game. I know me and Alex will get together here shortly to record episode 141 of the podcast. We'll talk more about this game and women's basketball. Man, whoosh, woo. I don't know. Should I retract my statement from early fall semester about this team? Man, But anyways, more on that. So this is going to be, again, more in basketball. And again, a big get for Kansas State on the defensive end side of things as well. But we'll save that for the weekly show as well. So if we do a postcast reaction, that will come out either Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know yet, but we'll stay tuned. Just stay tuned, K-State Nation, the podcast. 80 Greer, go Cats, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Rose on.